This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The president of South Korea, Park Geun-hye, as you might have heard, is in the middle of a huge corruption scandal. She has offered to resign in the face of impeachment threats in a story that is extending through the South Korean economy. Steve Evans of the BBC is in Seoul. Steve, it's good to speak with you.
And you too.
Give me the thumbnail sketch, would you, of how President Park has found herself in this situation.
She's got a very close friend, 40 years standing, who set up two foundations and then went to companies, big companies, household names, Samsung at the top, and said to these companies, I'm a friend of the president, you need to donate millions of dollars. Hmm. These foundations were ostensibly for things like the promotion of sport. But it turns out, in the view of the prosecutor, the allegation is for something much more personal.
The South Korean police have, as I understand it, raided the offices of the National Pension Fund and Samsung, as you mentioned, also the National Lottery. This is rippling across the South Korean economy.
It is. And they're raiding these offices because they want to know why particular companies gave money. Samsung, for example, gave about $3 million to these funds. Samsung and the other companies are not saying. We simply don't know whether the companies are being investigated, whether having their collars fingered as witnesses or as criminals, really.
I imagine you can't turn around over there without reading or seeing news of this. And if you go out to the corner store, this is all people are talking about.
Yeah, absolutely the only thing. Apart from anything, every Saturday now, there is a huge demonstration in the center of Seoul, with demonstrators getting as close to the Blue House, as the presidential palace is called, as they possibly can. And these demonstrations really are huge.
Huh. This probably could not happen at a worse time, right? You've got North Korea literally right next door. You've got huge political change here in the United States, in one of South Korea's biggest trading partners. It seems the very recipe for uncertainty among the South Korean people.
There is uncertainty, and I think it's big uncertainty in a pretty dangerous situation. And it's partly because of this political crisis in Seoul, but it's also because of the things which President-elect Trump said before the election, on his way to winning the election. And he signaled, for example, that he thought that South Korea was getting its defense cheap, that Japan was getting its defense cheap. And he signaled that it might not be a bad thing if South Korea and Japan had nuclear weapons. So you think of Kim Jong-un, who is developing his nuclear arsenal, and people here are saying, well, where do we stand with this? Where do we stand with Mr. Trump? Is he really going to pull the Americans out? What's the policy going to be? We really do not know.
Steve Evans from the BBC in Seoul, South Korea. Steve, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.